Yeah, I think these topics get to be really interesting, you know, because it's not just about like testosterone levels, because a female, you know, could use performance enhancing drugs and assist in getting better times and doing better in all sports, including something like swimming. But having previously been a man, I mean, there are things that are pretty obvious. There's obvious differences between men and women. And one of the big ones is a lot of times a male, a lot of times, not mm-hmm. all the time, but a lot of times men will be taller. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they have a taller frame, and a lot of times they're heavier.
And they have a larger frame too, bone structure, everything.
Right. And along with that, larger frame, usually you have larger muscle. And so that's what makes men, you know, in something like the 100 meter, that's what allows men to have a capacity to be faster. There hasn't been a time in history where that has changed. Men have been faster. Men have been more explosive. Men have been stronger. Now, there are females that are fast as fuck. There are females that are they're explosive like crazy. There's females that could come into this gym right now and front squat 200 more pounds than I can front squat. Because I don't ever front squat, first mm-hmm. of all, but I've never been very good at it. I think like the most amount of weight I ever tried was like 225, and it sucked. But there's chicks that will utilize, you know, three plates and shit like that on exercise like that. It's phenomenal how strong women are. But there's a reason why there's a women's division and stuff, and there's a reason why there's a men's division and stuff. And I'm not trying to make anything out to be sexist or be harmful or hurtful to anybody in any way,
mm-hmm.
but there are differences. And I think that with what we're seeing, and forgive me if I say shit that's wrong, I'm old and I don't always know exactly what to say, but I think with what we're seeing with some of the transgender people going into some of these sports, like we saw, was it the NCAA? Was that the NCAA finals or something like that? Is that what it was?
Yeah, she won the title.
Right. She won the NCAA title and, you know, like people are, you know, starting to break records and things like that. I think, and this is just my opinion, I think it just hurts the women. I don't really, first of all, I think that we do place like a crazy high demand on sports and that whole thing is a little bit nutty. But at the same time, I think one of the things that you're trying to do in sports, you're trying to create a somewhat even playing field or an even set of rules. And if somebody was previously a man, I think that they're probably holding on to more muscle mass, and someone would say, okay, well, they're on estrogen now, or they had surgery, or you can get as deep into a lot of these things as you want. But as you start to go deeper and deeper into these things, you start to recognize that you still end up with somebody that had a larger frame, that had more muscle mass, that perhaps has an advantage that is too unfair to overcome. And I think that in swimming, it's like not that huge of a deal, maybe. I mean, it's still a big deal, but it's not that huge of a deal because we're not like physical against each other. Mm-hmm. But like what happens when this is like basketball, or what happens when this is MMA and somebody gets seriously injured or worse? Like what, you know, what are some of the repercussions? What are the things that can happen? I believe in this case, I believe this woman was 430 something or 470th in the world.
Yeah, she was like, as a man, yeah, four something.
Right, as a man.
Mm-hmm.
And then what, first?
yeah, she's a champion now.
As a woman. You mm-hmm. know, I personally don't rate this up to be like super high in the grand scheme of problems in the world, but mm-hmm. it's like, it is an area of concern for people that are trying to be competitive. What if this starts to take away scholarship opportunities for certain people? You know, mm-hmm. what, I don't know, like what are some of the things that can happen based off of this? And I don't know whether it's wrong or right, but it just seems fucking different. It's hard to wrap your brain around.
Yeah, there's scholarships, and then there's like also sponsor money. And I would imagine that these, you know, women that are swimming, they don't have any time to do anything else. So whatever money or whatever that they were getting from swimming, again, I don't know anything about college sports and swimming, what actually money's being transferred or whatever.
Absolutely. Scholarships. It's a big deal.
Right. So that's what I mean. And now, so
And Leah just finished right there in the
and
video.
And now they can get like money via like social media nowadays.
So mm-hmm. Leah finished right there and everyone still has to keep going, right?
Yeah, because they haven't been, like they still have about a lap left. Like she lapped the second place winner.
Got it.
I mean, the only way.
Oh my God, yeah.
The only way for this to, the only thing to compare it to would be like if somebody was to swim against, you know, you have an adult swimming who's 25 mm-hmm. versus someone that's 11. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I'm not trying to be like mean, but I just think that someone that's 11 not developed enough. They don't have the capacity to have that strength. And I think women do not have the same capacity that men have for jumping as high as possible, running as fast as possible, all these various things that we're starting to see.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, you guys saw it right there in that race. It is kind of tough because, again, it's not men's sports that are being hurt. If a transgender man, so some person who was formerly a woman decides to become a man, no high-end or college-level men's sports teams are going to feel threatened by any means mm-hmm. because there is an absolute, as far as like the high-level, elite-level male athletes, they have nothing to worry about. It's only women's sports, elite-level women, because this Leah Thomas, when she was competing as a man, wasn't in the top 10, wasn't mm-hmm. in the top 100, competes as a woman, transitions, competes as a woman, breaks records. So it's like, this isn't even our problem. Like, being real, this isn't our problem. It's going to end up being that women, if they do have an issue with this, are going to have to be the ones to champion this, because it's like, it's only damaging that aspect of sports. It really is. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think, Andrew, you're mentioning Mark Lobliner said something that was pretty interesting.
Yeah. Well, it is women that are going to, unfortunately, like, we're, again, men kind of fucking things up. But the swimmer that got knocked out because Leah got in, she spoke out. And what I do like, you know, I don't know exactly what she said, but I just know that, like, she got a ton of support on social media.
She has,
like,
to,
from men and women, you know, being like, thank you for saying something.
Mm-hmm.
But what Mark was saying, Mark Lobliner, I don't know if he said it or if he was like retweeting somebody, but he's kind of been, he goes on the same like pattern of like our thought process of saying things. But he's like, you know, women spent so much time fighting for their rights, fighting for equality and all, you know, everything, to now just be like, oh yeah, she's a woman. She identifies as a woman. So
well, that's forward. Fine. Competing
can now compete with something that we fought so hard to, you know, have the, you know, to be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and so he's saying like, how come you guys aren't speaking up now, or you ladies aren't speaking up now? And so, but it's tough, right? Because you're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't, because you're going to piss somebody off.
Yeah. And with the situation, you're absolutely going to piss people off. And okay. So, cause I've been seeing comments from some people in our audience, like some of y'all, okay, do not, if somebody identifies as a woman, she, it's not that fucking difficult. Okay? So you don't need to be like, oh, no, you guys are bending over and calling that. No, fuck you. Mm-hmm. She. Now, with that being said, there's different aspects to this. If somebody identifies as a woman and they're formerly a man, that's fine. That's how they identify as they're a woman. That doesn't mean though that like you can now compete against biological women, because mm-hmm. that's a totally different playing field. And this is where it is going a bit too far, because again, you know, at elite level athletics, if this goes to the place that it could, well, we're going to start having top threes being all trans athletes for women's sports, for women's track, for women's wrestling, for women's swimming, for women's anything where there are podium places. If this goes to the level that it could, we're going to have top threes always, or a high amount of them being trans athletes.
Yeah, you just don't get an opportunity to win a gold medal in that thing for those 4 or 8 years that somebody tries to transition mm-hmm. into your sport.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you have a ban on the amount of testosterone that they can produce, etc. That doesn't make a difference. When you were born with a certain difference in your bone density, the amount of muscle you gained when you were not on hormone replacement therapy, all these things, you cannot just discount it by lowering your testosterone for a year. It's not, it doesn't disappear.
Right.
It's not gone, right? You will have those, and you will have those advantages of formerly being a man, and that you cannot erase it no matter how hard you try. Pat Project family, how's it going? I want to talk to you guys about Within You Supplements, which is developed by Mark Bell. The cool thing about Within You is that it's not a crazy supplement line which has a crazy amount of unnecessary supplements. They stick to what is necessary. Whey protein, electrolytes, and the electrolytes are dope because they have amino acids and they have zinc. Then there's fasting gum. So we talk a lot about intermittent fasting on the podcast, and this fasting gum has apigenin, rutin, and caffeine, which can actually help you prolong a fast. It's really freaking cool. It was developed by Mark and Joel Green, who we've had on the podcast multiple times. So you guys got to check it out. Andrew, how can they get it?
Yes, that's over at markbellslingshot.com. And at checkout, enter promo code POWERPROJECT10 to save 10% off your entire order. Links to them down in the description, as well as the podcast show notes. Yeah, I don't know the answer, but I think, you know, because like with tennis, I don't know exactly if it's like the one of the majors opens. I don't even know the fucking terms. But like at the end, the whoever wins the male championship gets to go against the female championship or champion, whatever. And it's like an entertaining thing because it's tennis. And you guys can imagine who mostly wins that. But it's always like, oh, yeah, we want to see women, you know, do better at dudes in dude sports or whatever. I think if Leah Thomas was able to compete with the men and be like, holy shit, how amazing is this? A woman is ranked 430, whatever, in the men's division. I don't know if that's the answer, okay? I'm just thinking in my head, like, I think a lot of people would support a woman competing against men again, and I just think that that would be a lot more fair.
Serena Williams has herself said in an interview that she would never compete in men's divisions. Mm. She said that she wouldn't even rank top 100 in the top male tennis players. And she's the best woman in the world.
Fuck.
And that's not, she is fucking amazing, but there's biological differences.
I think Billie Jean King was a tennis player. I think that she played against a male athlete, but I want to say like a tennis player. Mm-hmm. I think that she played someone who was like, you know, a good tennis player, but I don't think she played like the best. Maybe you can look that up. It's kind of interesting. These things are, they're really fascinating because they're actually like, it's strange because it's like a moral dilemma in some weird way. Mm-hmm. Like when somebody gains access to something gaining access to something is fine, but then when it takes something away from somebody else, that's where it's problematic. Having a faster person in any race is an advantage in a lot of ways because everyone should move a little faster because you have someone that's faster. But again, in this case, it's like you're taking places or a place away from somebody else that is – they work their whole life under these certain circumstances. You're a female swimmer and you've been doing it since you were 8. Mm. And you finish 3rd and 5th and 1st and 2nd and 3rd and 5th and so on. And you start to get pretty good at it. And you find, the 400 individual medley is your thing and you start kicking some butt in that. Now you found your groove. Now you're getting 1st a lot. 1st and 2nd, you get a scholarship for it. Well, now that you have an opportunity to, you know, train in the, go through college, maybe train at the Olympics and things like that. And then all of a sudden, the rules of the game didn't necessarily change, but the type of competitor that you're going against completely changed. And now you don't have an opportunity, like you can't train around that or for that. There's nothing you can do for it. It's an advantage that you don't have the same access to. It's not like a new piece of technology came out. It's not like years ago in swimming they banned these suits because they made people a couple tenths of a second faster.
Yeah.
Now someone previously was born a different sex, and now they're coming into the sport with a huge advantage. And I think maybe people just need to think this out a little bit more clearly. I actually think it's a little bit of like a moral situation. Like I'm not in favor of it because I kind of think it's like stealing candy from a baby in a way.
That's a rough way to put it, but it's very true.
Yeah, it's like lying on your birth certificate to go play in the minors or whatever, right? Yeah. When you should be in the majors.
Right, right. Yeah, we've seen that in like Little League for, mm-hmm. for years where they lie about the kid's age and the kid's – look, at 11 at 11 years old, right, and the kid's
– looks like Nsema.
Fucking the parents on the other teams would always be like, I want that kid's birth certificate. He is not 16.
Right.
So funny.
But like you would think, oh, so what? It's a year, the kid's only a year and a half older. But at that age, it makes a fucking huge difference. You know, a year and a half is a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, September 1973, tennis champion Billie Jean King at that age was 29, defeated self-proclaimed male chauvinist Bobby, quote, no, or Bobby, no broad can beat me Riggs in the Battle of the Sexes tennis match. Mm-hmm. An estimated 50 million viewers tuned in wow. to watch, making it the most viewed U.S. tennis match of all time.
Yeah.
Savage.
Yeah. Exhibitions, I think, would be kind of neat. Like people that want to participate and want to compete against, then that might make more sense.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying, but the problem with everything turned into, like, especially trans athletes, if it turns into exhibitions, individuals that are trans are already looked at differently. Already some people look at them as freaks as it is, right? Mm-hmm. So it would be, you know, there's been a fight for them, for people to see them for who they are already. But now if they're looked at as like exhibitions, that would be an issue for that. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But they can't compete with, like, you can't compete right. with women. Because if this happens, there's going to be a lot of, you know, people have mentioned this, but maybe there is just a, like,
separate,
like there's
men's,
there's women's, there, maybe there's separate categories. And those trans individuals have talked about how that's a problem too, because they're like, but I'm a woman or I'm a man. And we understand that, but you cannot negate biological differences. Again, as men, we generally don't care if a, we don't care if a trans man competes, trans man being somebody who is formerly a woman. We don't care because they're not going to be able to compete against the elite. They're real, most of the time, at least, it's rare. And if they do, holy shit, that's amazing. But it's highly unlikely. This only really affects women and women's sports, and they're going to be the ones who are going to be fighting against it.
In powerlifting, I don't know how aware people are of this, but like depending on the federation that you're in, sometimes there's drug-tested federations. And sometimes those drug-tested federations have a lot of rules and stipulations around how long you've been, you know, natty for.
Oh, yeah.
And it brings up a lot of interesting stuff because people are like, well, I don't know, like if you took them previous, if you took steroids previously, maybe you're holding on to the gains 3 years later and you're forever altered and so on. And so they used to have like a grace period. They used to have like a certain amount of time, you know, and I think – maybe you'll see some sort of rule or stipulation with something like this, where there's like a time period associated with it. I don't know how big of a difference that would make. You know, I'm not sure if you're just born a male, if you're, you know, automatically going to, you know, I don't know what year or how many years, or I don't know what would make a difference or what would try to even things out. Mm-hmm. I'm not even really sure, but. All of it's really interesting. Let us know in the comments below what you guys think about this. Just, I don't know, we're in some fascinating times sometimes with some of these things that come up that we just never probably really thought of before.
Yeah.
Same thing with our technology. It's moving so quick. We don't always think of all the different things and repercussions that can happen with all the different technology that we have. The world's moving fast. So let us know in the comments below. What your thoughts are on that. Andrew, take us on out of here.
Absolutely. Thank you, everybody, for checking out today's episode. Please make sure you guys like today's episode and subscribe if you guys are not subscribed already. And if you are on the iTunes or Spotify side, don't be shy. Come over to this episode on YouTube and drop us a comment below. Follow the podcast at Mark Bell's Power Project on Instagram, at MB Power Project on TikTok and Twitter. My Instagram and Twitter is at I am Andrew Z. Oh, also on TikTok at I am Andrew Z as well. Nsema, where are you at?
Nsema Yin Yang on Instagram and YouTube, at Nsema Yin Yang on TikTok and Twitter, Mark.
Also, peeps, if you could let us know if you want us to talk about this a little bit more. Let us know if you want us to have somebody on that can speak from a different side of things, since we don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
That's true.
And we can make that happen. I'm at Mark Smelly Bell. Strength is never weakness. Weakness is never strength. Catch you guys later. Bye.